Our love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Adonai, you search me, and you know me. Alleluia. You know my resting and my rising. Alleluia. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well. Our love said that all would be well, all manner of things would be well. All will be well, and all will be well, all manner of things will be well. With all the sadness wrought in this world, the good shall always prevail. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well. In all the doubts that shroud simple truths, we pray for the wisdom of God. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well. Give us the faith to trust in your love when things are concealed from our view. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well. Our faith is firm and stands on the word that endures for all time. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well. And so we pray to trust in the hope that all manner of things shall be well. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well. If you really love me, you will keep my word, and my Abba will love you. We will come and make our dwelling with you. Alleluia. Christ revealed our frailty and our falling, our trespasses and our humiliations. Christ also revealed the blessed power of blessed wisdom and love. Our Mother Christ protects us tenderly and sweetly when we are in greatest need, and raises us in spirit, and turns everything to glory and joy without ending. God is the ground and the substance, the very essence of nature. God is the true Father and Mother of all nature. We are all bound to God by nature, and we are all bound to God by grace. And this grace is for all the world, because it is our precious Mother Christ. For this fair nature was prepared by Christ, for the honor and nobility of all, and for the joy and bliss of salvation. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. If you really love me, you will keep my word, and my Abba will love you. We will come and make our dwelling with you. Alleluia.
A reading from the Showings of Divine Love by Julian of Norwich. And I saw no difference between God and our substance, but, as it were, all God. And still my understanding accepted that our substance is in God. That is to say that God is God, and our substance is a creature in God. For the almighty truth of the Trinity is our Father, for God made us and keeps us enclosed. And the deep wisdom of the Trinity is our Mother, in whom we are enclosed. And the high goodness of the Trinity is our Lord, and in Christ we are enclosed, and Christ in us. We are enclosed in the Father, and we are enclosed in the Son, and we are enclosed in the Holy Spirit. And the Father is enclosed in us, the Son is enclosed in us, and the Holy Spirit is enclosed in us. Almighty, all wisdom, and goodness. One God, one Lord. Thanks be to God.
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Alleluia. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Alleluia. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin, and alive to God in Christ Jesus. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him him in glory. Alleluia. The almighty truth of the Trinity is our Abba, and the deep wisdom of the Trinity is our Mother, and the high goodness of the Trinity is our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The almighty truth of the Trinity is our Abba, and the deep wisdom of the Trinity is our Mother, and the high goodness of the Trinity is our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. You chose to be our Mother in all things, and establish your word humbly in the Virgin's womb. You are the perfect wisdom of all, and make yourself present in this humble place. Your word came in our poor flesh to share with us a mother's care. Our mothers bear us for lives with pain and death. Our true Mother Jesus bears us for joy and endless life. Christ carried us within his womb in love and travail until the full time of his passion. And when all was completed, and he had carried us so for joy, still all this could not satisfy the power of such wonderful love. All that we owe in return is truly loving God with the love of Christ in whom we love. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God, our Mother, living water, river of mercy, source of life, in whom we live and move and have our being, who quenches our thirst, refreshes our weariness, bathes and washes and cleanses our wounds, be for us always a fountain of life, and for all the world a river of hope springing up in the midst of the deserts of despair. Honor and blessing, glory and praise to you forever. Amen. May the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep bless us and lead us to everlasting life. Alleluia. Amen. Alleluia.
Let us bless Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well. All will be well, and all will be well. All manner of things will be well.